Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show for May the 29th. It's a Friday, 2020. We do not live in fear. We live proud. If you're with me, here we go. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the breaking point very near for those who are still locked out of their businesses and their jobs. There's only so much that people can take. Trust me, it's going to come to an end. Number two, members of Legally Armed in Detroit took to the steps of the state capitol, say they're no longer going to sit by while black men are killed by police. But despite claims from the left, the heavily armed militia types had no issue with anyone during that protest. And number one, the disastrous executive order by Big Gretch to force those sick with coronavirus into nursing homes, even though those facilities were not equipped to deal with the flood of patients, and the information continuing to spill out. A reckoning for the governor and this administration is coming. The pandemic continues to stall and to stop because it's run its course. It has. It's run its course. It peaked on the 3rd of April, but looking at the numbers now, and here's what's highly unusual. Yesterday, the state of Michigan has released information showing that one in four coronavirus deaths in Michigan came from nursing homes. That according to Bridge Magazine. The problem is, it doesn't match investigative work done by WDIV and Click on Detroit back on the 18th of May. On the 18th of May, Click on Detroit, WDIV, the NBC affiliate Detroit, reported that Detroit alone had 1,263 nursing home deaths. This was 10 days ago. Macomb County had 277, Oakland County 459, Wayne County 421. That was 2,420 deaths. 49% of the deaths in Michigan on the 18th of May came from nursing homes in just those locations. The city of Detroit, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne counties. And now Bridge Magazine reporting that one in four COVID-19 deaths come from long-term care facilities. Well, we know that's not true. We know that's well short of where it's going to be. And we also know that the governor, on the 11th of April, issued an executive order forcing nursing home patients that were COVID-19 positive to go back into nursing home facilities with people that were not sick. In New York, that caused an epic fail. It's also an epic fail in Michigan, and it will be an epic fail in New Jersey, where that also happened. The governor mandated they take in new patients as long as they had, quote, appropriate personal protection equipment for employees. But a Detroit Democrat, Leslie Love, and a small group of other Democratic lawmakers 2 weeks ago submitted policy proposed changes. And some of those changes were made last week, but this is 6 weeks after the fact. And Robert Gordon, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and Dr. Joni Caldoun, and every other public health official in Michigan had to have known the vulnerabilities of nursing homes. They are not hospitals. They're not set up as hospitals. And these public health officials had to have known, unless they are completely incompetent, what the results would be of sending COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes with otherwise uninfected inhabitants. The residents of these long-term care facilities that were otherwise not infected would certainly get infected. A large majority of them would. They did. And many would die. And they did. These public health officials and this administration is responsible for what has happened inside our nursing homes. And there have been big outbreaks in places like Durand and Gaylord and elsewhere across this state. And again, I go back to what WDIV did, Click on Detroit, the work they did. I believe it to be accurate. I have no reason to be skeptical of these numbers. And then on the 18th of May, 49% of all Michigan deaths, and again, this doesn't include nursing homes in Gaylord or Durand or Ionia or anywhere else around this state. It was just those areas, and that represented 49% of the deaths in Michigan at that time 10 days ago. I can assure you, the actual death count, the percentage of those that have died in Michigan in nursing homes, many as a direct result of that executive order, is far higher than half. It is far higher than half. It could be, well, Minnesota's 81%. Ohio is 70%, according to Forbes magazine. Pennsylvania, 69%. Michigan's going to be right there with them. And how many of those were the direct result of the governor's executive order? We need to know. This governor has issued more executive orders than Illinois, Indiana, Ohio combined. Times two. And now the governor says she needs federal money to avoid cuts to education and other services. I have an idea, Governor. Stop sending COVID-19 positive patients to nursing homes and stop pretending that this virus is attacking the rest of the state. It's not. Open it up. The time to keep golf courses and restaurants and hair salons and gyms closed is over. Let the sun shine in like they are in Florida. You know, the internet tried to cancel Florida. The internet tried to say that it was going to be this massive outbreak. Spring breakers were going to destroy the country. Yeah, if you got sick, none of them died. Single digits, that's the number of hospitalizations in Duval County. That's Jacksonville. COVID-19 continues to drop in Florida. By the way, it has 22 million people, larger than New York. Certainly larger than Michigan. You know, and yet Michigan has more deaths than Georgia or Florida combined. Even though combined, they have 33 million people, three times the number of people we have in Michigan. So follow the things. It's called science, remember, and best practices. Well, the best practices show quite clearly that what they're doing in Georgia and Florida is working well. And they have sales tax and other taxes being generated to pay for schools and roads and infrastructure and police and fire protection. Michigan's now $6.5 billion behind and growing every single day. Time to wake up, Governor. Time to wake up, Attorney General. Time to wake up, healthcare professionals and those in public health. Time to wake up. Certainly time. By the way, in these turbulent times, you need someone you can really trust with your money. And though there are no guarantees, Craig Stiles and Ameriprise can give you peace of mind because they've seen tough times before, and they know how to navigate these difficult events. And with Craig Stiles, you get the proprietary Desideria approach to your accounts. Desideria is unlike anything you've ever used. Designed to match you, your goals, your investments to the best outcome possible. It's one I use. And I would only recommend it if I thought it worked. I trust the folks like Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Give them a call, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Anywhere across the state or around the country. I trust Craig, and so should you.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.